Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
McKenzie, last night was a slog. I mean, you pitched really well, 5 2/3 scoreless innings, but it was cold, it was wet, it was windy, there weren't a lot of people in the stands. Kind of a bring-your-own-energy night, huh?
Yeah, I mean, kind of like you said, you know, bring some energy. I mean, it's still a big league game, so there's still, you know, there's a lot on the line, and you're playing a really good lineup, and Chris Sale's pitching, so you have a good idea of what the game's going to be like. But yeah, you know, strange two-hour delay and raining on, yeah, at the end of the year. So it's kind of weird going in, but it's still a big league game. So you got a lot of adrenaline, and, you know, there's some things you have to do. So you pitch well, and I was able to do that for the most part.
On a night where you're pitching like last night, I'm sure the answer is different. So tell us what you were doing during the two-hour delay last night. But on a non-pitch night, what are you doing during a delay of 2 hours? That's a long time.
On a non-pitch night, a whole lot of nothing. Just kind of hanging out, wondering if we're going to play or not. It's kind of what you do. You end up eating a lot, just sitting around. And the rain delays are pretty boring, though. They're pretty boring.
So, but for last night, you know, when did you know there was going to be a delay? And how does that affect your routine? I imagine one of the harder things, kind of underrated, would be getting up, getting ready, and then, nope, hold off. And now we got to ramp that process back up again. When did you know, and how does that affect your routine?
Yeah, you know, there wasn't like a final word or a, hey, we are going to be in a delay until probably a little after 6. I knew that they needed 45 minutes after they took the tarp off. So I knew I would have some time whenever that was. But, you know, it's kind of weird because when you start, you're pretty locked in all day and you kind of have to turn it off for a little bit once you've learned that there's going to be an hour or so that you have to wait, just because if you're trying to focus for that long, you'll be exhausted. So you kind of turn it off, stay loose, and then when you have an idea of when the game's going to start, you kind of lock it back in and get ready to go.
You were dealing there pretty much all night on a tough night for all hitters, for both lineups. You guys both, you imagine Chris Sale pitch for pitch. How did you feel when you came out of the game, and, you know, did you feel like you could have gone more?
Yeah, I mean, we knew going in that was going to be at 90, just coming off. We went like, 78 last time, coming off the IL. And so 90 was the number. And so I knew that was probably going to be enough. And I kind of settled in. The rain kind of stopped in, what, the third inning or so. And I think we both kind of settled in, and I got rolling there after the first. And I felt good. You know, my body's recovered well after taking 2 weeks off. And I think the stuff was probably a little better last night than it was the start before, which was kind of expected. So,
does that mean in your next start you can be back to 105 pitches, or do you stay at 90 now? What's kind of the timeline?
Yeah, I should be full go next start. I mean, what that ends up being pitch count-wise, you know, you never, don't really know going in. But I will be full go. There'll be no hard pitch count or anything going into the next one. So,
how does the night where you mentioned it was raining, it was sprinkling on and on throughout, then there were times it was coming down even harder. How does that affect you on the mound in terms of grip and feel and everything? Do you have to tweak anything?
Yeah, when it's wet, you know, it's tough. You know, the mound gets wet. Obviously, everybody has to deal with this, and I do have a long stride, so that's usually interesting to deal with in the rain. Sometimes you got to shorten the stride a little bit, and then the ball gets wet. But I mean, you can get a new ball pretty easy. So just understanding that it's going to be wet out there, and maybe shorten the stride a little bit and get the foot down a little earlier, just so we don't slip.
Nats ace, left-hander Mackenzie Gore is with us on Grant and Danny. Mac, I know you're not overly involved in monitoring all of this, all right? I get that. But I am just curious, as a guy who's one of the veterans and leaders in the clubhouse, now, you guys are ongoing with your GM search right now. They're going to be a new executive running the show potentially this offseason and maybe a new manager. I'm just wondering what you kind of hope the future looks like for this team. And if you have any thoughts going into the offseason here of what this thing could and should look like moving forward in terms of bringing pieces in and getting active again as someone who's a mainstay and an important piece to this whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think everything starts from the top. So I think that's a very important going into the off season, I'm sure, you know, they're going to hire whoever they think the best fit is. As a player, I just want to, you know, get the most out of everybody in the clubhouse. And I think that starts from the front office. And I think that's something we haven't necessarily done the past few years. We've had guys have good years. I'm not saying that. But we just, you know, we haven't won enough games, and it's been frustrating. But we do have some really exciting players. James, CJ, Dylan, you know, Dalen's had a really nice rookie year, and there's some other pieces I'm leaving out, but we've got some guys that can play, and we just want to get the most out of this group. I think that's what the best teams do. No matter how much the player's making, they get the most out of that player, and right. I think that's something we have to figure out how to do here.
Yeah, maximizing potential, right? Like, if everyone reaches their ceiling, it's a different-looking ball club. Is there something specific? Is that a front office thing or a coaching thing? Like, how do you guys actually do that?
I'm not sure what the answer is. I do know that unfortunately we didn't win enough games this year. And a lot of that is on the players. We are the ones out there. But we just got to figure out a way as a group to just be a little better. I wish I knew the answer, but I get paid to try to get people out, not to figure out what that answer is. So, but I do think that's something we need to do as a group, and it's on the players, but I think it's everybody. It's the whole organization. So
how has Sean Doolittle been able to work with you? A guy that, you know, most of the Nats fans remember pitching, it seems like 5-10 minutes ago. Now he's got like a pen in his hat, and he's, you know, Mr. Calming Presence on the mound, covering his mouth, letting, you know, no one know what he's saying. What's it like been working with him?
Yeah, me and Duke kind of built a great relationship. And it's been cool with him too, because he's kind of learning the coaching side as he's, you know, going into this year. He was just, it seemed like he did a great job last year, and he was even better this year. I've really enjoyed working with him. He's helped me a lot. I think he's, you know, a big part of the reason I've been able to make strides and continue to get better. So he's been great to have around, and he's really smart. And I think he's kind of the same way. He's going to continue to get better as a coach, and he seems like he really enjoys it.
Mackenzie Gore, ace of the Nationals on Grant and Danny. Mackenzie, we appreciate it, brother. Finish the season strong and look forward to catching up next week.
All right, will do.
That was the leadoff brought to you by The Window Man. Since 1989, The Window Man's been the educational window company. Get your free in-home estimate or visit thewindowman.com's all-new Fairfax showroom. Big thanks to Mackenzie Gore, presented by Main Street Bank. All season long, every week, right here on Grant and Danny. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.